Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Mailbag Monday, where we take time and answer questions that people have sent in, mailed in, texted in. And we've got a ton of them, so I guess we ought to just jump in and start.
Thank you so much for being a part of our program today.
Yes.
Okay, as a Christian, should I always have an answer for things people ask? A lot of times, I don't know the answer to something. Are there just certain things we aren't going to understand?
Well, sure. There's a lot of stuff you're not going to understand. Yeah.
I know everything myself.
Well, I don't know about Mike. We're just speaking for me.
I've got an answer for everything.
I've said a lot of times, you got to tell people, I don't know. I mean, especially when I went from being the secular workplace as an engineer to being a minister, and people thought you knew everything. Well, what do you know about this? You know about this? No. Well, what about this, the end times? I don't know. I need to study it. You know about this? No. I need to study that, too. Well, what did you study in Bible school? A lot. The Bible's a really big book with a whole lot of stuff in it, and it takes time to kind of marinate. So don't be intimidated by not having an answer. Tell people, look, I don't know, but I'll ask somebody. I've done that a lot. I'll ask somebody smarter than me. You know, I know a lot of smart people. I'll get an answer for you. May not be the one you want, but I'll get you an answer.
That's why it's good to have smart friends.
Don't
you wish you had one?
I wish I did. I wish I did. So, but it's everybody goes through this. Everybody has it happen to them, especially Christians. Somebody that's a new Christian or not a Christian, and they think maybe you know the answer. You know, who's the Antichrist? I said, I don't know. You know, I hope I'm not here when he's around, so I don't know.
A lot of times people have questions that they're not that generic. I mean, it's like, well, our whole church prayed for this person to get healed, and they didn't.
Yes.
Those are the kind of questions that I used to have a hard time with. But there are some questions where you have to realize the Bible says that God knows the heart of man, the Spirit of God knows the heart of man.
Yeah.
In a situation like that where maybe someone passed away and it seems like everybody was praying for them and they said that they were healed and they were standing for their healing, but they died anyway.
Yes.
And it's like, well, why did that happen? Well, I think we've talked about this before, but I'm convinced that first of all, that you have no idea. That person probably said they were believing God, but
I don't know their heart. God knows their heart.
There's some people that just get tired.
Yep.
I'm just ready to go, but they won't tell their family because their family would let them have it.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, there's people who, like, if they said, honey, I love you, but I'm tired. I'm over. I'm done. But you imagine your spouse don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
And a lot of people feel so guilty about it. They'd never say anything, but you don't know their heart. And if they're not really believing God,
Not lying. They're just not telling the truth.
Yeah. That's true. So there are questions that you're not going to understand. There's questions like, well, why there's this person wasn't born again, didn't go to church, and they walked in, they got healed, and here's all these people that have been in the church forever.
Been believing God
they
for
got
two
healed,
decades.
This person's never cracked the door of a church.
Yep.
And
never,
they walked
never
in
opened their
and
Bible.
Got off their crutches immediately.
Yep.
And it's like, how do you answer that? And there's some things that the Spirit of God knows that we're not going to know, but most things I think the Bible
knows. Well, we've talked about before, you're responsible for yourself. I don't know what they thought. I'm responsible for me. I need to know what I believe. You know, I need to work on my faith. I need to meditate in the Word of God. I need to guard my heart. I don't know about other people. I'm going to love them, be nice to them, do the best I can. If they're thirsty, give them water. You know, if they're sick, nurse them back to health. If they're in prison, go visit them. But I don't know your heart. I don't know that.
Yeah.
We got a couple of Chatty Cathys here today.
And moving right along.
Okay, the next one is... do marriages with kids have a better chance of lasting? If so, if the marriage is rough, is having children a good idea?
Having children is a great idea. It's a God idea. God said, be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth. He hadn't changed his mind. God said children were a gift from him. They're a gift. Vast majority of all divorces happen to married people with children. That's the vast majority. And so you can't say, well, that's the reason. No, it's not the reason. It's people just give up, quit doing it, quit trying, There's rules to being married, you know, things you can do and not do, should say and not say. You got to know what the Bible says about being married. Marriage was God's idea. He thought it up. Second greatest thing a human can ever do on this planet besides getting born again is get married. Now, some people are destined to not be married, and they shouldn't get married. If they get married, they'll mess their life up and somebody else's. But 99.9% of all humans, I think, personally, ought to get married. Not good for man to be alone. God's not changed his mind.
And I've seen a lot of people, especially at this age, where they wait until their kids graduate from high school, and then they decide to divorce.
Yeah, they've been waiting around.
Yeah. And it doesn't matter if your kids are 2 or 20 or 30. It's going to hurt your kids.
That's right.
So it's easier, I can tell you, having been through divorce, it is easier to work on your marriage.
Yes.
Than it is to cause that much pain in so many lives.
It is. I would say that having kids brings a whole new, I mean, there's struggles, there's pluses and minuses to everything in life, but it brings a whole new dimension to your, I remember when we had our kids, it was like, it felt like there was glue there that, you know, I mean, you felt more. I think a lot of times what happens is it should be a plus having kids, because God made it just like, you know, when a husband and wife come together, they're stronger. He didn't make kids to come along to make you weaker.
No.
I mean, it's supposed to be a positive thing. It's supposed to be stronger if you do it right. Yes. But if you completely forget your relationship with each other because of the kids, that's where I've seen moms can especially fall into it, and dads can fall into it too, but you put the priority on the kids and you overlook each other's needs, and then you find out you grow apart.
Everybody's been there. First baby shows up, you go to the bottom of the food chain if you're a man. Yeah. He's like, that woman loves me. Not when the first baby comes along.
Well, I was married for 10 years before I had children, and some things I didn't realize. I didn't realize how selfish I had become, and it opened a whole new world to me.
Everybody was talking about how selfish you were.
You didn't even know me then.
Everybody was talking about it.
And
they
so,
wrote a couple books about it.
But it is enlightening what a child will bring to your life if you allow it to. I mean, love is a choice. So a child can just totally enhance everything, or it can be the most stressful thing that's ever happened. But it's just really on your heart and how it's, you know, goes towards it. Like Mike, you have 2 stepchildren.
Uh-huh.
And so that was a choice to be father of them and to love them. And you raised them and done a great job. And so,
you're awesome.
but
no parent looks at their kid and think,
yeah,
boy,
I know.
I just batted 1,000 there.
Yeah,
kids have to forgive me for all that.
Yeah,
for all, you know.
I know. I was kidding. They always say, I'm going to start. If I had to do it over again, I would start a little fund for all the counseling they're going to need to overcome everything.
Yeah. I had to like put a fund aside just for their therapy.
Yeah.
You know, with that in mind, you need to think. Most all characters in the Bible were raised by horrible parents.
Oof.
Almost every major character in the Bible had horrible parents. King David, the king all kings are measured against, had horrible parents. 3 of his brothers rode with Saul to kill him dead. He had brothers that wanted him dead. They didn't just abuse him. They want him dead. And so everybody grows up in a messed up situation. There's no perfect family. Well, my daddy'd only love me if my mom had only done this, and my brother hadn't done this. Quit making excuses. There are no excuses.
Mm-hmm.
You got God. Go on. Do something. Be somebody. Help somebody else. Quit thinking about you all the time. I. It's like you got to get out of that eventually.
And that's the best thing that a child does, is it takes the focus off of what I was going to say a while ago, off of me. Because before, for 10 years, all I'd ever thought about was my husband and I.
Yep.
And then from the moment they placed him in my arms, everything changed. Every time I walked into a store or walked into a grocery store or for clothes, I thought about what does he need first.
Yeah.
And it really shows you the love of God. So I think children can enhance your life and your marriage and every part.
Yeah, you come out of the grocery store, your grocery cart's full and it's nothing that you want. What? I got nothing I want. What happened?
Children are a blessing to dads. Like, I had a blast with my kids. Of course, it was at their expense, you know.
Yeah.
Yep.
I used to, like I remember my middle son. He was probably in the probably fifth or sixth grade, and he'd like bring some friends over, and I'd be upstairs and I could hear him talking down there, and I'd yell over the banister, hey Luke, have you seen my cream? This rash is just oh man,
don't do that.
I pulled up and my youngest son was at the bus stop with all of his friends, and he must have been in like the third or fourth grade, and some guy picked me up in a junkyard pickup truck that I was going to help him do some stuff, but he had this pickup truck from a junkyard. And I mean, it looked like it wasn't legal. There's no way this thing was legal. It was it looked like a Sanford and Son truck that was like rusted out. But like, I was sitting in the passenger seat and, we happened to be pulling by the corner where my kid was waiting for the bus to go to school and all his friends were out there. I rolled down the window and I said, "Hey, Luke, Josh, we're going to go wash mom's truck." And just rolled up the window. Woo! And just kept on going to stuff. And it just embarrassed. I just love. I don't know.
That's a good dad right there.
Okay, I just got to add to that. When I was in high school, I had a friend whose dad had a funeral parlor. And one day he picks her up in Hearst.
Oh,
and
awesome.
We're all standing out there. And she's like, we're from Georgia, very southern. She goes, "Dog, daddy, I told you not to do that." It was pretty funny, I have to say.
So back to the question, the kids typically, if you do things right, we have a marriage book, and we have a book on raising your kids. But if you go to joemcgee.com, go to the store, joemcgeestore.com or joemcgee.com, either one, you get you there. But God knows how to raise your kids, even if you don't. It's huge.
It's loaded. It's an encyclopedia.
Get that,
it's loaded.
Get the marriage book because, between those two books, if you follow the things that Joe teaches in there, you're not going to have any problem at all. But overall, it's meant to strengthen your relationship. Yeah. So I'd say
everything God did, everything that's come up in your life, when the children of Israel were going to the promised land, the Bible says 10 times God tested them on that trip. 10 times God tested them. He's trying to get them to use their faith. He's no different than me. God's going to test me, try to get me to use my faith. Without faith, you don't please God. Without faith, you don't whip the devil. Faith is critical. God's going to push your faith. I don't care who you are. You're a single mom, married the third, fifth time, doesn't matter. God's going to try to get you to use your faith. And so you got to buck up and start using eventually because he's not going to let up. God loves you enough. He's going to force you to use your faith. It's a good thing.
I did think of this, though. Along this line is that it depends on the situation, because you asked, does it have a better chance of lasting if you have kids? And if the marriage is rough, is having children a good idea? Having kids will bind you together and cause you to become less selfish.
Yes.
And that, to me, is the number one thing. You quit looking at me, and you start living for your husband or your wife and your kids, and you become less selfish if you doing it right. And so therefore it will make things stronger. But having kids, if one of you is a liar or one of you is
going to push all that to the surface.
Yeah, it depends on what the situation is. If all it is that you guys want to feel closer, it'll make you feel closer, but if it's not going to fix problems it's not going
to
fix
it. There's no shortcut to fixing problems.
Yeah, so if you might be able to deal those on your own before having kids, might be a good
idea. Listen, God didn't tell you to have 24 kids, but it wouldn't hurt. You know, having a lot of kids won't make you holy and famous no more than having no kids. I've done funerals for two individuals who were great couples, married a long time, had a great life, but one of them passed away. And both individuals at both those funerals said, "I don't know why we didn't have any kids. I got nobody to leave nothing to. I got nobody now." Had a great time as a couple. Then all of a sudden, one of them's gone, like, now what? It's just you. All you. And God never intended that. God intended us to live for us. God intended us to live for other people. And being a parent starts that process. Because you realize, well, it's my kids now, and it's my neighbor, and it's the guy at work, and it's my in-laws and my parents. I need to be helping a lot of people. And God's trying to train us. He loves us enough, he's going to try to train us.
Guys, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to us today. We always enjoy spending our Mondays with you. If you are watching us on Instagram or Facebook, please share with your friends. Yes. If you're watching us on YouTube, please push the subscribe button so it'll come right to the top of the page when we put out a new program.
And if you'd like to be a partner, you can go to our website, and it's real easy. Once you open it up, right there, it says, if you'd like to be a partner, we would not be able to do this today without partners. Partners pay for all this. They make this happen. We're reaching millions. I mean millions, because our podcast on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we take three a week. And it's like they're reaching a ton of people. Now, we still travel, do seminars. We still do about 60 seminars a year. But that's not near the people we reach through the podcast. So, guys, thank you to our partners for making this happen.
And if you're interested in having Joe come to your church, you may be a pastor or you may just be someone who's attending the church. See if your pastor knows about Joe. Because we'd love to come to your church and minister. You guys would love Joe. So,
thank you. Thank you so much. And you're right. Have a great day and a great week.
God bless. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family. And we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.